Hello, this is Carrie Weber. I'm an associate editor for America Magazine. I'm here today with the actor Dennis Quaid and the star of the new film Soul Surfer. Thank you for joining us.
Great to be here. Thanks.
I wonder if we could start with a little bit about what drew you to this film.
Well, I was watching Today's show. It just so happened that Bethany Hamilton was on there. This was two Christmases ago, a couple of days before Christmas, and there was just something about her that, although I had a dim memory of what had happened to her, this was 7 years later from that tragic incident of the shark attack, and she was just so positive, and her spirit was so contagious that I was just a mess on the couch, sitting there watching her. And 5 days later, they called me up and asked me if I wanted to play her father in a movie, and it was the only time in my career I said yes before I read a script.
Huh. And so you said yes based solely on her story.
Right. I just thought it was such a great inspirational story. Mm-hmm. There was no way to say no to it.
The role of spirituality plays a big part in the film. How big a role does spirituality play in your own life?
Well, I grew up, going to Sunday school in the South, and I've always been what I would call a seeker or whatever. So faith has always played a great role, and it's been a rock, and my God has been a rock in my life, really, in the good times and the bad.
Can you give me a specific example?
Well, for instance, with what happened with our twins a couple of years ago, they were overdosed with heparin, a blood thinner, and they almost died in the hospital. And, I really do believe it was the power of prayer from a whole lot of people that saved them.
You say a lot of encouraging lines to Anna Sophia Robb. Did the script itself, once you've had a chance to read it, did it sort of make you rethink the way that you were looking at your own life in any way?
Well, it was really more of a life-affirming type of film and story rather than a lesson of life. Life puts up all kinds of barriers in front of us, what we want to do and where we want to go. And sometimes those barriers are constructed by ourselves. And sometimes unfair things happen to really good people. But it's what you do after something like that. What do? You quit? Do you give up? Or do you turn it into something positive and move on? And that's what Bethany did. She took that horrific incident of that shark attack and turned it into a bump in the road of her life.
Playing the role of a father, has that made you take a look at your role as a father in real life? Or, do they play off each other in any way?
Well, of course, you always bring your own experience, to any role that you play, because you're you. And I could certainly understand how Tom, the real person that I play this movie, felt, because you want to save your kids from sorrow or physical pain and danger, and you can't do that all the time, and it's a very helpless feeling.
Now, have you had a chance to talk with Bethany and the family much since or during the film?
Well, they were on the set every day, so if I wanted to know how my character felt in a particular scene, I'd just turn around and ask him.
That's pretty useful. And what about, did you learn to surf in the film?
Yes, I learned to surf in the film. I was not a surfer beforehand, but I had a month and a half to at least be camera ready for it for 4 seconds. And it's turned out to be one of the loves of my life now.
Yeah, it was. The surf scenes were very impressive. It made me feel like I could just go to Hawaii and pick up and start trying at any time.
Well, that's what it appears to be, doesn't it? But just try paddling out to get away. That's a very daunting, very exhaustive experience. It takes a little time to learn and get into it. But once you've got it, there's no other feeling like it.
Yeah. Well, it's a very good metaphor in a way for what Bethany went through and just for overcoming struggles in general. She was caught at one point being turned around under waves, and you wonder if you're ever going to come out, and it's sort of like life, I guess.
Yeah, but it's no fun when the wave slams you down to the bottom of the ocean floor, and you don't even know which way is up. You really don't, what left or right or up or down is, and you just have to wait it out, and you're being held down there by all this huge torrent of nature. You just have to be patient and wait.
Right. Well, that's good metaphor for what Bethany went through. Sort of she's stuck down and you don't know when you're going to come out. Is there something in your life where you felt that way?
Yeah, there's been, certain times in my life, where I feel like I've gotten a raw deal or, life's been unfair to me or whatever. But come up against a story like Bethany and go, what have I got to complain about, really? And it's about taking something like that and your own feelings and turning them around and making a positive out of it.
In the film, she meets victims of the tsunami in 2004, and that sort of gives her perspective. Mm. But what if you're someone who is the victim of the tsunami? You know, it seems like often our perspective comes from looking at someone who is worse off than we are. What if you're sort of really low at the bottom? What do you have to cling to then?
You're talking about being a refugee when the fabric of your life is torn totally apart, you know. I hope I'm never tested like that. We actually had a tsunami when we were filming the movie. We were in Hawaii when that earthquake happened off the coast of, I think, Chile, and the tsunami was on the way, and you know, we were sitting there waiting for it, and thankfully it never came. Can't imagine what the people in Japan must be going through.
Is that where faith comes in, or?
I think it's been quite obvious where they've turned to. You know, as a community, they've turned to those people around them who, you know, maybe just yesterday were perfect strangers to them. They're now all bonded together, and you know, it's one of the great examples of man's compassion and humanity.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
You bet. Thank you very much.